For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mind Aware 570.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here, and we get to spend this time together, and today we are going to talk about breaking through to the next level. We had somebody write in, and I'm going to just read it to you because it makes more sense when you just read what somebody asked. And by the way, if you ever have a question that you want answered on the show, you can just go to danawild.com/askdana, danawild.com/askdana, and you can ask your question there. So here's the question. I need to believe that I can go beyond where I've already been. I made it to a certain okay level, then I backslid, and now I seem to have lost faith in my business and myself. I still adore my programs and services, and so I'm grateful that I've got loyal customers, but I want to make enough money so I don't live in constant stress mode. I've paid literally thousands of dollars for coaching and skill-based training over the years, and I feel like I should break through to the next level. Okay, great question, because nearly everybody feels that way. And why? Because if you think about it, as just human beings, part of the thing that we do as part of our existence here is we desire things. We dream, especially as entrepreneurs, right? Who are better dreamers than entrepreneurs? We dream about growing and we launch these ideas and we dream about the things that we want in our lives, for our lives or for our families or for our own personal achievement or whatever reason we have dreams of things that we want to achieve. And when we achieve them, nearly always, a very rare person that doesn't feel this way, you have a new dream. So you get to a certain level and you enjoy it for about 5 minutes and then you launch another dream. And now you're looking at that dream and you're wanting to achieve that and you're wanting to break through to that level. So this for me is called being alive. This is human existence. This is what we are driven to do, is have desires. And we only don't like desire when we feel like we can't have what we want, which is the state I feel like this is written from, this question. Is this idea that I want this, why don't I have it yet? Why can't I have it? Where is it? I want it. And then dreams and desires are not so fun. They're not fun when you don't think you can have them. But when you think you're on your way to them, when you think you have them, when you think you're on the way, you enjoy them and you enjoy the process. And so the feeling of I'm not on my way, you don't need me to tell you that that's not the right message you want to be giving your brain, given that we know there's a little matchmaker that lives in our head called the reticular activating system. We don't want to be having that feeling of I don't have this, I can't have this, I'm not on my way, and I'm frustrated. We want to be able to give up the resistance, because it's that resistance that is the very thing that's keeping us from having the thing we want to have. Abraham Hicks talks a lot about resistance, and one of the things they say that I absolutely love is they give this image of a cork that just floats on the water. And this cork floating on the water is like our natural state of existence, just relaxed and happy and free. And then we do that thing where we get frustrated or we get annoyed or we're thinking those negative thoughts or we're thinking we can't have what we want. And it's like pulling that cork underneath the water. So my first piece of advice, you know, would sound like stop resisting, but that's kind of a oxymoron, stop resisting. I mean, it feels kind of strange to be putting those two words together. So instead, relax. Relax and allow that cork to float. Allow, when you stop the resistance, when you stop pushing against something, then the cork automatically goes to the top. So it's relaxing. Relaxing and just chilling about this, chilling out, because guess what? You, me, everybody, we're going to spend most of our lives in a place where we think we don't want to be. We're on our way to somewhere else. We spend most of our lives looking at that next thing, on our way to the next thing. And so it may sound trite to say it's all in trying to enjoy the journey, but that is what it is. Because we are going to continually be on the way to somewhere else. So, relaxing around it. How do you relax around it? Well, piece number two, something that really helps me a lot, kind of like advice number two or tip number two, is I often like to look at how far I've come. We so often are trying to measure ourselves from where we are now to where we want to be, but we don't look at how far we've come. And if you think about your money growth and your experience already, you know, you're talking about being in this stressed about money. But I will bet you that right now you are living in a time making an amount of money that at one point in your life you couldn't believe. You would think like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I could ever make that much money. And that's probably the amount of money you're making now. I remember way, way back in the day, I had my whole household expenses. And our household expenses as a household, mine and my husband's, was $1,000 a month. Everything. You know, rent and groceries and electric and everything. And I remember thinking at that time, how are we ever going to meet that every month? Like, that was such a ridiculous amount of money to me, to be having that consistent $1,000 a month every month. And it's almost laughable now to think that this is the process, this is the growth pattern that we have. We automatically are going to grow. We're automatically going to come into being who we are more and more. We're going to start relaxing around money more and more. We're going to start becoming more mature and we're going to start becoming wiser. Now, anybody who's making even the slightest bit of focus on personal development or self-development, you're going to get better at this. You're going to get better at this almost without even doing anything or without trying. And so look at how far you've come. Look at how far you've made it from where you used to be. And realize like, oh my gosh, if I can come that far, imagine where I'm going. If I would just follow step one, which is relax, relax and allow. I love the way Abraham Hicks says, it's not so much about trying to make it happen. It's more about allowing it to happen. And that is what this is. You're allowing it to come to you. You're relaxing around it. And then The third thing, and this is one that almost nobody likes it when I say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, is many times I've asked people in some of my higher level courses, if nothing changed in your life ever, like if you were going to stay exactly the same level that you're at now, if you were going to stay exactly as you are now, the amount of money you're making, the lifestyle that you have, if it was going to stay like it is, could you still be happy? Could you still be happy no matter what? Or does your happiness only come if you achieve that next thing? Can you be happy just with the dreaming of it or the thinking of it or the living the day-to-day existence or finding pleasure in the simple things? Can you be happy with that? And, you know, our first reaction sometimes is yes, and then it's more like, oh, but I still really want it, right? Oh, sure, I can be happy. Oh, yeah, but I still really, really want it to happen. And we do, you know, me too. Like, I have dreams and I have things that I'm moving toward and that are happening that I wish I could put the fast forward button on sometimes and get there faster too. We all want that. But the ticket to having things happen quicker is the relaxing around that they're already on the way. They're already happening. I can be happy. I can relax now. I can enjoy myself. That next level is going to happen automatically. It's going to happen easier than I thought. It's already happening. And think about the feeling and the message around that. I'm already on my way. It's already happening. I barely have to even think about it. It's already done. It's sorted out. It's happening. Things are already coming together for me. This is already playing out. I can enjoy just thinking about it. It's so fun to just think about it and allow it to happen. I love this idea of just dreaming about it and crafting it in my mind and allowing it to happen, letting it be, realizing the evidence I have of how far I've come already in so many different ways, emotionally and financially and spiritually and in relationships and in my relationship to myself and all of these things that I've already moved down the path. And of course I'm going to grow more. And of course it's almost going to be like it's exponential and it feels so good. And I love knowing that I can just enjoy more and be happy now and relax around it and allow it to come. You know, think about that mantra that sounds like it's done. It's done. It's already happening. It's already on the way. Ease and flow. It's already happening. It's already on the way. And so those are the three pieces I give to you on this. You know, rather than stop resisting, relax, allow your cork to float. You know, look at how far you've come and be happy now, because if you can find that feeling of happiness right now, you really allow and open up the window for more and more and more and more and more to flow in.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.